And aloha. Aloha and many blessings, Divine Ones. This is Priestess Maya Ananda coming to you from the Happy Heart Sanctuary here on the Big Island of Hawaii. And you are listening to The Road to Happy. As always, filled with gratitude for this moment and time that we share together, pausing in the fullness of our days to just come together in celebration of this that is our journey, our expression of life. So I welcome you to the road to happy. Welcome. Sitting here in this sacred space, watching the sun come up over the Ohio forest. The air is crisp and moist. Just sharing that peace with you. Hoping, praying that you are able to just take pause and reflect in these moments. Not doing, you know, multitasking as so many of us do to our detriment, but really taking pause and honoring the blessing that is to pause and be still. And that is the essence of the Happy Heart Sanctuary. The concept is simple: to just create a container where all can come to find joy, peace, stillness, deep connection to Mother Earth, the blessings that are this island, and being still. Yep. That is the concept. I have said it so many times. We humans overcomplicate everything. We get stuck in our heads. We get stuck in our thoughts. And the Happy Heart Sanctuary is here to allow for the unfolding of all that was. It is a space of unlearning, of shedding, of allowing that which should be let go, which can be let go, to be let go. We hold on to so much, Divine Ones, so much. And it's time we just let it go. It's time to be in lightness. Time to give ourselves permission to let go of all of that which we've been holding on to, maybe for lifetimes. You know, I see it all the time in my hospice work. It gets to that moment and the story comes out and I just hear how much this person has been holding on to. How much. And as their guide in that process of transition, I hold space for the sharing and the allowing of those things to be let go. Not an easy task, but it can be done. Just with one conscious moment is really what it is. One conscious moment to say yes. What has come before, you know, maybe don't want to move that forward. And as I pause, as my microphone cord is wrapped around a cat tail. Yes, Musubi, good morning. Would you like to meow? Would you like to meow? So I challenge you, what are you holding on to? What can you let go? And I challenge you further to not have the knee-jerk reaction to go, well, someday in the future. we need to work on that. Tomorrows are not promised, divine ones. They are not. And those of us who have lost loved ones suddenly, we know that well. We embody that lesson. And those who I work with in their hospice journey, their journey of transition, also know that well. But those of us that go about our day like to think that today will duplicate into a tomorrow, into another tomorrow, weeks to come. Yes, Musubi. Yes. Do you agree? And the thing is, if we go with that mindset, then everything gets put on a shelf of tomorrows. And nothing ever gets done, does it? Nothing ever changes. Nothing ever shifts because we go, tomorrow. Until we are confronted with a crisis. Okay, little one. Right. I know you agree. So I challenge you to look at this moment, embrace this moment that you have, which truly is the only moment that you have. And within this moment, there is an eternity. The entire universe resides in this one moment. So what can you do with it? What can you do to make it magical? What can you do to take the come befores and spin them on their head and go, right, from this moment on, I choose this. It really is as simple as that. It is just embracing that moment and making a choice. And sometimes you don't need to know exactly what it is, right? That's the other human failing. We think we need to know exactly what it is we want to create, and we visualize and we paint this picture, and then we get stuck in the box of that, whatever it is. But it's not necessary. Sometimes you just need to choose different. I honor that which has come before. I've had this challenge. I don't want it anymore. I'm going to choose different. I want to choose more joy and just allow the universe to craft a reality shaped around that choice of receiving joy. Got it? I want to choose more calm for my day. I want to shed drama. Focus on calm. Focus on that intention, that one thing. And again, allow the universe to craft the painting for you. Pause as I'm watching our little resident birds. There's a bright red cardinal and one of the indigenous birds, which I don't know the name at this moment, but it's black and white with a little red head, very sweet, and they're poking at some bread, and my one cat is just watching. We have very, very tame cats. They just kind of watch. Of course, I'm here, so birds will be safe. Back to the challenge and dragging around what we drag around. All of us craft a story, don't we? A story of our life, a story of who we are. And sometimes we grab so tightly to one aspect of our story, one hat that we wear, that it literally becomes us, like a straitjacket, ensnaring us and trapping us so that we become lost, and it is the story that paints the picture for us. It is the story that walks forward, again, to our detriment. So think today about what aspects of your story you've been dragging around. And if you need a quick test, if someone says, oh, you know, how are you or what are you about, what do you tell them without even thinking? Without taking that breath, you just go right into it. That's your story. But the beautiful thing about stories is they can be rewritten, can't they? They can. And I can just hear the collective, well, no, but this happened and that happened and this is who I am and that's just what it is. Right. And I say to you, no. You define yourself. You. Only you. Only you. I've said it before, the one thing that we have control of 100% in this life is our energy. What state it's in, what vibration, us. Others don't paint our story. Others don't craft our own energy. Just focus with that for a moment and let that sit in. You write your own story. You. So why not let go of some aspects of it and write some new threads? What are some new lines that you'd like to weave into your life tale? What can they be? When we allow things to shed, to let go of our... blah, blah, blah. Let's try that again. We allow things to be let go. There we go. That's some English. We make space for the new, don't we? We do. But you can't make space for new until you let go. Otherwise, you've got a jumbled pile of clutter with no organization, no structure. You've got to let go. Right, Musumi? Right? What do you think? This is a happy kitty. Okay, well, thank you for chiming in there, right? So in this moment in time, when these words are finding themselves to you, and know that it is the perfect time that you are receiving these words and this message, then I say to you, it's time to let go. And actually, that's a really good framework. I like that each of these podcasts in and of itself is like an oracle card. Because one thing I struggle with is to put some titles up. Oftentimes it starts somewhere and goes another. So think of them as oracle cards and just choose one. I try to not put any timestamps in them so they're relevant at any moment, in any place. So in this message of letting go finds you, guess what? It's time to let go, isn't it? Time to let go and birth the new. And the space we are at in the universe, it is all about letting go, about shedding the old story that exists, shedding your old story and writing something new, because it is time. It is time. I wrote a blog piece on the Church of Our Divine Mother. At this moment, that's where it works. My blog posts and writings are housed about what if. What if? What if things could be different? Right? In this magical space, magical universe that we reside in, anything is possible. We just think it's not. So we get stuck in that box of constriction of thinking things cannot be different. But I circle back to the beginning where I said, it just takes one conscious breath, one focus to the universe and intention of, today I choose different. Today I choose different. So on that, Divine Ones, how about today, collectively, we choose different. We shed something and we just wait in that space of receiving. It will come faster than you think. Faster than you think. That's feeling complete for right now. I am Priestess Maya Ananda, coming to you from the Happy Heart Sanctuary here on the Big Island of Hawaii, and you've been listening to The Road to Happy. Wishing you, Divine Ones, an amazing, magical day. Wishing you blessings for letting go. And so excited for you to receive something new in your life. Would love to hear what has rippled into your life. Aloha and many blessings. Bye.